What's up, everybody? My name is Nick Ware.
I'm Francisco.
And I'm Jose.
And welcome to Mini Monster, your weekly, moderately amusing podcast show. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Franny, you're shooting something later, right?
I am.
Are you shooting?
Well, you're acting. You're acting.
I am acting.
To be clear, so what are you acting in today?
I am playing a guard.
Ooh.
A Gallifreyan guard.
Is it because you're black?
Yes.
Cap black.
Yeah, like I'm playing a bouncer, guys, for Club Gallifrey.
That's great. Yeah. Is that really what it is?
Club Gallifrey.
You're a bouncer for Club Gallifrey?
Or is that, I'm a guard. I'm a Gallifreyan bar guard. Yes.
Cause that's, okay.
Yeah, that's what I am.
That's good.
Franny is a part of, well, loosely, a part of this guy who does fan fiction for Doctor Who.
He does visual fanfic.
Visual fanfic.
Like video fanfic.
Yeah, like
right?
Fan videos.
Yeah, they're fan videos. I'm actually acting in some of them as well.
Yeah, Jose has played a villain in one of them,
yeah,
right?
Many of them. I'm going to play the Master this season.
Ooh.
So I'm not typically an actor.
Every episode has about 3 views, so if you guys want to go check out it, it's... Do you know how to get there?
Like look up Zane Vane Wick. That's his name. You probably don't know how to spell that, so don't worry about it. Just look up Doctor Who, A New Era, if you want to see us, Fran, Amy, in very cheap Doctor Who. Which is just like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Take that, Doctor. I have not watched the new Doctor Who. So
yeah, I haven't watched much of Doctor Who.
I always watch Doctor Who. Franny, it's gotten better.
Franny would hang up on me on phone calls to watch Doctor Who.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is what
I'm not going to lie. Yes,
this is
I
how
would.
Your relationship was based. Oh. Never mind.
No, what were you going to say?
I was thinking about one of the topics. We talked about bad nicknames.
Oh, yeah. We can bring it up.
Yeah. We'll talk about it later. How was your weekend?
Ooh, busy. I shot something yesterday and today we're doing this. We're doing the read-through later.
Yep.
We're doing a read-through, if you don't know. Me and Nick. And I guess Franny's coming.
Yeah, sure.
You were ambiguous. I don't remember.
No, yeah.
But me and Nick are working on an Oliver musical.
Yeah.
I say that to nobody in particular.
Yeah.
And we're having a read-through later tonight, so that should be interesting.
Yep. My week was okay. My show that I've been working on wrapped up, and so now I'm planning my next show. And I went to go see a play last night, and I went to a party, and I met some people, and it was great. No girls, though. Not yet.
Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I appreciate your condolences.
You'll get there.
First up, let's talk about news. Jessica Jones. I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to let these two hit it off.
Sure. Okay.
So Marvel,
yeah,
is doing the Netflix thing. Mm-hmm. So they did a deal with Netflix and they released Daredevil, which if you have not seen Daredevil, and
I haven't seen Daredevil,
and if you care about, I guess, superheroes, then you should watch it.
But if you care about good shows, though, because Daredevil's a really good show, really good in character, the story.
This is true. Yeah, so. I mean, it's more of a crime drama.
Yeah,
and I love crime dramas.
Yeah.
So if you like crime dramas, Daredevil's pretty
really
decent.
Sophisticated.
It is much more sophisticated than most superhero stuff.
Yeah,
it's not junk.
Yeah.
I find that a lot of Marvel films are kind of the same tone and very kind of, they're the same flavor of ice cream. They're just different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil is not even ice cream. Daredevil is like rock candy that looks like crystal meth. Daredevil is really great.
White.
It's really gritty and great. And speaking of Mr. White, Kristen Ritter plays Jessica Jones, and most people know Kristen Ritter from Breaking Bad because she plays Jesse's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That bad influence girlfriend.
I've never watched Breaking Bad. I don't know.
Sending your hate mail, I guess.
You've never watched Breaking Bad? What's
no.
wrong with you?
I don't know.
Franny don't give a shit.
Sending your hate mail.
So yeah, they're doing Netflix thing, and their first show came out, Daredevil, and it was a huge hit. Now they're coming back with Jessica Jones, who is not very well known.
Yeah,
outside of comic book world.
Uh huh.
Even I'm not that.
Yeah. There's only one run involving Jessica Jones, one famous run, Alias Comics.
Yeah, it's one big one.
Yeah.
It's about a superhero who isn't a superhero anymore and
yes.
turns into a PI.
Yes.
And there is two little teasers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great.
Isn't there a TV show called Alias?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Jessica Jones?
No.
Not related. I thought it was.
Yeah. That's probably why they don't call it Alias. Well, they want to introduce the name, so the characters would call it Jessica Jones rather
yeah.
than Alias because they're most familiar with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, but yeah, it's weird because they both do Hudson.
Yeah.
I used to think they were related.
Yeah.
Back when I was young, but they're not. So yeah, they're Marvel's doing a serialized form of Netflix for the characters.
I think that's interesting, Marvel really attaching themselves to Netflix, and that seems to be one of their best outlets for doing stuff like that with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Now I know that's not a Netflix specific show, but then they have Daredevil and now Jessica Jones and Agent Carter, I think is Netflix
original. No, it's ABC. No.
Is it not?
Oh. Yeah. But it's easy to think so because Daredevil's more of a miniseries than it is a TV show.
Yeah, we're just like Agent Carter.
Agent Carter is essentially a miniseries. Yeah. And Agent Shield is a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that because it's bad.
So. No, it's gotten better. Season 3 is like...
I gotta watch two whole seasons.
You don't have... Season 2 is really good, but Season 3 is like really strong. Like,
is it?
Because
how far is it?
What?
How far is it? How far along? How many episodes are we in season?
The first episode.
Oh, okay.
And it's
But
it's really strong.
So you base the whole season is great because it's one
season. I meant to say the first episode is really good.
Okay.
Because it started to embrace the comic book stuff. Like, I feel like the issue of having a shared universe and having a TV show is that you can't really take something because the movies might use it.
It's kind of like the thing...
But now they found something to use. It's Inhumans.
Yeah, Inhumans, which will come on. But it's kind of what we were talking about last week, which was about the Clone Wars. We brought up Clone Wars and you should watch the Clone Wars. Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of like that. Should you watch Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? No.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You don't have to keep up with the Marvel Universe continuity.
That's great.
Though I feel like for season 3, because you're introducing Inhumans and it's going to be an Inhumans movie, I feel like it's probably the best time to say, yeah, I should watch this because now it kind of helps me flesh out what that movie
is. I disagree.
Yeah.
I didn't need Guardians of the Galaxy to show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to understand Guardians of the Galaxy.
It never did.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. They weren't on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but fair enough.
But I understand what you're saying, to flesh out and introduce the concept to people who aren't feeling it. Which is in Marvel
Universe.
X-Men.
X-Men. They're mutants.
But legally can't be called mutants.
Yeah.
Well, you said something.
Yes.
And I can't remember what you said.
It was about the Clone Wars and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't have to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Or the teasers? I don't know.
How far back was it? Was it just...
It was just a second
ago. Okay, so Franny, what did you say?
But
You said it, I was just talking, humans. And now's the time to watch. And I said I disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't need Guardians of the Galaxy.
So I think it's interesting that Marvel and DC have this like attachment to TV.
Yeah.
In the kind of like that break between movies, but Marvel's is interesting because it's directly affiliated with the movies, while DC, all their IPs right now are pretty much exclusive to TV.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the way it's going to be, because I know like the Arrow is not going to be the Arrow in the movie, and Grant Gustin is not going to be the Flash in the movie, which sucks for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be confusing when they do that, because it's going to be super weird.
That's part of the reason DC and Marvel wouldn't used to do that. They would usually just limit a character to one form of media.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, there's some shows they wouldn't let them use a character because it was like, no, it's confusing because they're in the movies.
Yeah, I'm a little bit afraid because the Flash is a very important character for Justice League. Will they eventually get rid of a Flash show because it's just so complicated?
Yes, they should get rid of it. So me and Freddie had a discussion for it, and I said, if I was head of DC right now, I would cancel all the shows.
Really?
I would cancel all of them, and then I'd just make them into movies.
But would you keep the same people who are...
Sure. I would keep Stephen Amell.
DC isn't doing that.
I know, but I'm saying I would.
Cancel
all the shows because I'm not going to watch the shows. I want movies. Keep Grant Gustin as the Flash. Keep Stephen Amell as Green Arrow. But give him a beard. That's all I add. And he has a boxing glove arrow, which he already did. Did I publicly apologize for that yet?
Yeah, you did.
Green Arrow did the boxing glove arrow. That's all I ever wanted. So I apologize. To Arrow show.
He's Green Arrow now.
So he's Green Arrow now. Yeah,
he is.
Yes,
I think they officially started.
He's gotten to a place where he's the Green Arrow.
Oh, I haven't.
See, spoiler. I'm so sorry.
I mean, season 3 hasn't been put on Netflix yet, so I haven't watched it.
Oh wow, that's a rocky road right there.
Yeah. But Gotham is supposed to be pretty good now.
Gotham.
How does that work?
What do you
mean?
How does Gotham still going?
What do you mean?
Because now they have all the villains.
Well, they're not fleshed out yet.
I know, but that's my point. Like, what?
Well, I think they finally realized what... They finally stopped trying to not do the Smallville thing. Gotham was working really...
Like,
villain of the week? No, I mean, like, they were really trying not to just, like, well, we don't want to introduce too many villains, so it kind of is believable to get to a Batman. But I think they gave up on it. Just kind of like, you know what? The police procedural stuff is cool. Old Gotham was cool to get, but now people want villains. It doesn't matter. We're gonna get Batman in the final episode. So who gives a shit? So give them everyone. Give them a Joker, and they have a Joker. They have a really fun Joker.
They have a Joker.
They do have a Joker. They do have a Joker. He's really fun. In the two episodes that are in season two, like he's wild.
I think it's interesting because the Gotham thing is also. Oh shit! What was I gonna say? I lost my train of thought.
Oh,
we've been losing it today.
I know. They're just.
I apologize. Audience.
They're just floating away.
We're just.
Your train of thought flying away.
That was a really fat bird.
It's a lot of train of thought that he's been eating.
Had a deep and guttural like tweeting. no, but I was gonna point out all the villains in that show.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this comic book called Gotham PD or something.
Gotham Central, yeah.
By Ed Brubaker.
Yes.
Who's a pretty good. He also wrote Captain America.
Oh,
and people really love his Captain America run. I think it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Don't crucify me. But I think he's a good writer, though. He does some really great stuff. But I think he's better when he does like more crime stuff. And he's really good at the crime stuff.
Yeah.
And does Gotham Central, which is basically. Batman's not really in it. I think he's kind of off camera always.
Yeah. I've heard a little bit about it.
And it's just Gotham police detectives fighting crime and sometimes eventually fighting supervillains. And that's kind of what Gotham is kind of.
Yeah.
They don't have Batman, but then sometimes, like, why didn't they just make it take place?
Yeah.
Right.
But I like the Jim Gordon stuff, though, so it's I can't complain too much.
Well, what I think is really interesting, and this is something that I was bragging about a couple weeks ago. About a year ago on the podcast, in our backlog that you can't get into right now. But we talked about Gotham, and I said what would be really cool is if they included the Court of Owls, which is the beginning of the New 52.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yes.
Because it's perfect for the setting, because the Court of Owls, if you don't know, this isn't really a spoiler, but if you really don't want to know anything, just stop listening to it for, like, a minute. So anyway, are you gone? Okay. So in A Court of Owls, it talks about how when Bruce Wayne was a kid, he heard about the Court of Owls, and so he investigated them out, and he couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to believe that they weren't a real organization and whatever, and that they disappeared because they were supposed to be. He thought they were to blame for his parents' death. And then. You know, now that he's Batman, he hears about him again, and it's actually a real organization, and they fight and all that stuff. Because that's what Batman does; he just fights people. So now that we're seeing Bruce Wayne as a little kid, it's the perfect time frame for him to start investing in the Court of Owls, and they are. So I like going around saying Nick was right
for that
one, or at least they must have listened to this podcast, and you're like, you know what,
that's we a should idea. Do.
Court of Owls.
So I demand a check. It doesn't have to be much. You can give me like $200. I don't care.
Let's say $2 million.
$2 million
compared to your ratings. Let's say $2 million.
Scott Snyder should not deserve anything, but Nick should definitely.
Yeah.
I deserve. Yeah. Like Scott Snyder, whatever.
Yeah.
I deserve.
You totally called it though.
You did.
Yeah.
Which is because you're right. That storyline's kind of really adaptable to that show.
Yeah.
I said if I ever made a Batman movie, it would be about the Court of Owls. But they've done that now with the animated one.
Yeah, but
and it doesn't work that well.
Well, I think that there's definitely a different way of doing it. I haven't seen the animated movie, but I've heard that they simplified it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, then and it's more aimed towards Damian Dark's arc. Than Bruce Wayne's art.
Right.
So you can definitely do something with it. And I think Court of Owls is a great idea. Like,
yeah.
I remember you liked the second version. You liked the second part two of Court of Owls.
Yeah, the City of Owls. I really like
the first part, more or less because of the status quo that you get Batman there.
Because
I feel like, I'm not going to spoil it, but I like getting there. I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, cool. Yeah.
So, what are y'all thoughts on Batman, Gotham and the TV shows? Comments below. Well, I don't know if there's comments below. Well, if there's comments below, you can comment on them or send us some mail.
Send us mail at mediamonsterpodcast@gmail.com. Boom. Send us your hate mail. Send us your dick pics.
No dick pics, please.
No. That's a cookie smackdown for another day.
Yeah.
So yeah, just send us your thoughts.
Or if you see me walking down the hall, say hey.
Don't show us your dick.
do not show me your dick.
You can say hi with your dick. Fernie won't mind it.
I will turn you away. And I will not
All right.
Next topic.
Next topic. So, Stonewall is a movie that has been getting a lot of negative press, though one would say bad press is... How's it go?
No press is bad press. Something like that. No news is bad news.
No, okay, you mixed up two of them. Like any press is like good press. Bad press is good press.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get the point.
Yeah.
So, a little bit about the movie. I don't know a whole lot about the basis of it, but Stonewall is a movie about the about Stonewall riots back in the 70s. And
it was in 1969.
Yeah. So
around the turn of that decade.
Around the turn of the decade, and the movie is supposed to is centered around this white gay guy who starts the riots and to prove a point and to get the gay community, the LGBT community, noticed and cared about. And the problem with that is that there was no such person as this white straight, not white straight, white gay guy that they have made the main character. It was actually created, the Stonewall riots was started by a transgendered black woman. So where all this is coming from is that everyone's just pissed because they whitewashed and gender-washed the movie. Mm-hmm. And this movie was supposed to be important because it was showing light to an event that's really important to the community.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like Hollywood will do anything to get people to come watch it, even like bastardize this kind of historic event.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's the basis of this topic. So the topic what we're going to go into is rather, it's not necessarily about Stonewall, but how do you feel about movies, historical movies, biopics,
Based on true events,
And how accurate should they be, and should you sacrifice anything for entertainment reasons? Which, I mean, they do. Movies do that.
Yeah, they do that. I mean, it's kind of sad about Stonewall at the same time. I mean, yeah, I get it. It's like, it sucks because it's like, well, they whitewashed it all.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
to an extreme,
Hollywood is not going to see it the way we do. Mm-hmm. Hollywood's going to think we put out a gay movie, and mm-hmm. that gay movie tanked. No one liked it. No more gay movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what because Hollywood just thinks in those terms. Mm-hmm. They don't think like, oh, we got it wrong, let's try again.
Right.
So it kind of makes me sad about that. Because there was a lot of protest about it.
Yeah.
Which made me like a little sad. It's like, this is the gay movie. But at the same time, it's like, if you're going to make one about this community,
cause
then it should be accurate and true. Because, I mean, if you made Selma and made like, you know, it doesn't work.
If you made Martin Luther King a white guy.
Yeah. That's an extreme example, but it's like, it doesn't work.
I'm wondering, I want to say the last movie, biopic movie that had famously a gay character, was it Milk? It was Milk, right?
No, it's The Imitation Game.
Okay, well, okay, I'm going to, okay.
That's not the focus of that movie, you're right, Milk is the other big.
That's great, because I can talk about The Imitation Game.
Yeah, you watched it recently. You're kind of right, though, because The Imitation Game isn't marketed as a gay movie.
Yeah.
Milk was.
Yes. Yes, like I have issues with I love Benedict Cumberbatch, but my issue with The Imitation Game is that you never feel like he's a gay man. You feel that he like that character, that movie could have simply, you could have never played up as him being a gay person. Well, minus at a certain part, but he's a socially awkward character, and that's kind of the through line, the reason he's an asshole, because he can't socially be, again, the reason why is because of a moment that involves him finding out his sexuality, and because of an incident, it makes him kind of socially awkward, but you never feel he's a gay character.
It's also because he never struggled. Yeah, you're right, because his struggle in that movie isn't like, oh, I'm gay and they won't let me work on this.
Yeah.
It's because I'm an asshole and they won't let me work on this.
Towards the very end, where it's like, what happens to him is because he is.
However, one of the conflicts in that movie is with Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
And it has to kind of, yeah, she treats his sexuality really well, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She takes it pretty well.
See, yeah, because, like the only mention of him currently being a gay character. I don't think it's spoiling the movie, but it's that he supposedly has sex with a man occasionally, but you don't
see it. Yeah, because that's the thrust. But I think that's the tragedy of that movie. Yeah. The point is, like, look, he did all these things.
Yeah.
And then by the end of that movie, I guess it's kind of spoiled, like, but it's a historical event, so whatever.
Yeah.
He gets, the police are investigating him.
Yeah.
He's a war hero, but, like, because he's gay, he's not appreciated back home. I mean, that's not the crux of the movie, but it's kind of the tragedy of the movie.
Yeah.
It's the sad point at the end. It's like, but he was gay and it shouldn't have mattered. But which probably explains why I don't play up his gayness.
Yeah. But Milk, on the other hand, focuses a lot on... It's so important to the story. He's a gay man, and I haven't seen it, but I've heard that it does show all this. And
it shows him intimate moments with that guy.
It didn't do
that
well, did it, though?
I don't know. Let me look that up. I don't think
it did that well. I don't remember hearing too much about it.
I mean, it was a pretty big thing.
Yeah, but it didn't. It wasn't a word tender, though.
Maybe.
Was it?
I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't. I'd be more surprised if it wasn't. Oh. Well, nominated for something.
Yeah.
Have you seen either Milk or An Imitation
Game? No, I haven't.
What's the last movie you've seen that has, like, a gay main character in it?
Brokeback Mountain.
That was a while ago.
I watched it last year.
Yeah.
For the first time. Yeah, I mean, but that one's not... That one's based off of a short story, not a historical event. And it was about them being gay.
Yeah.
But they weren't gay until they went camping with each other.
So don't go camping.
Well, if you don't want to turn gay, don't go.
If you want to turn gay, go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Note about Milk. Yes, it was. And this is what I remember. I remembered it was nominated for Best Screenplay because.
Okay.
I remember Dustin Lance Black is the writer, and I remember that.
Okay.
It was nominated for 8 Academy Awards.
Okay.
And it won for Best Screenplay because I remember Black's speech about it, and it won Best Actor for Sean Penn.
No, nice.
And
that's like 2008, right?
Yeah, it was 2008. You got to run out of money.
Okay.
So yeah, it was
okay.
Let's see how well it did financial wise. No, I don't think it has a lot of acclaim. They kept the film out of film festivals. A lot of people liked it. Had a limited release. It made top 10 box office list on its opening weekend.
Okay.
It earned $1.4 million in 36 theaters.
Yeah.
At the box office, the film more than doubled its production cost of $20 million. So it made back the money.
Nice. Cool.
I mean, it wasn't, like, huge, but it's a biopic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if biopics make that much money in the first place.
They're not
Transformers. But the bigger question is how accurate should a movie be to its historical event?
Right.
And Social Network is based on true events.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie is fictional. The big thing in that movie is Mark Zuckerberg's girlfriend breaks up with him, Rooney Mara. But in real life, Mark Zuckerberg married his high school sweetheart.
Oh, wow.
And so it's not completely accurate at all. But here's what Aaron Sorkin's quote is, and I really like his quote. And he says, "I don't want my fidelity to be the truth." And Aaron Sorkin's the writer of the movie, if you don't know. "I want it to be the storytelling. What is the big deal about accuracy purely for accuracy's sake? And can we not have the true be the enemy of the good?"
Hmm.
Which is a big quote. But I think basically what he's saying is, like, my focus is not to be accurate. Go read a book if you want the accuracy of an event. Go watch a documentary. I'm not here for that. I'm here to capture the spirit, and I'm here to capture a story. And if I tell, and if, let's be honest, if we told a historical event exactly the way it happened in a movie, we'd be bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would not work as a movie. Mm-hmm. Hence, just go read about it. But if you're going to make something a movie, I think there is, you have to take changes and you have to make adjustments.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have to. For dramatic tension, and I always bothered me when I found out that a movie based on something true was not the way it happened in the history books. But recently, I felt like I don't care.
Okay, which sometimes what's in the history books is not even accurate either.
Sometimes, so, but I realized, like, you know what? I really like The Social Network as a movie. I'm gonna take it as a movie. I'm gonna keep it back in my head. This is not accurate.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna appreciate that as a movie, and I'm okay with that now. I wasn't always okay with it. But recently I'm like, you know what? I think I'd rather see a good movie. And that's kind of bad to say because, well, Stonewall apparently is a shitty movie anyway.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
But if Stonewall was like a good movie, but they whitewashed it, would... Like,
yeah.
But the problem there is, of course, like representation and not necessarily accuracy.
Yeah, which is a big problem now.
Representation has to...
It would be better if that movie, if Stonewall... I mean, I haven't seen and I don't know much, but if they did cast... a black transgender woman to play the character, but fudged some of the events that
happened. That's fine.
I mean, As long as the principle of what they were trying to do was achieved, but
yeah.
I don't know if that. I mean, I think it's important because there are some characters that it's important to be what they are. Like,
yeah.
Again, Martin Luther King Jr. should be someone who looks like Martin Luther King Jr. You wouldn't have a white person play him and say, "Well, just pretend like he's Martin Luther King Jr." Because that just wouldn't.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
But how he went around and did his speeches could be fudged a little bit, and what he said. It could be fudged a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's because, I mean, I think it's important. He's in comic books is where some people want 100% faithful comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with that. I think a person should make a movie should capture the spirit of its subject matter more than it should capture the accuracy.
Right.
Spirit is more important to me in movies than accuracy.
Yeah.
So if you're making Stonewall, capture the spirit of that event, which is a lot of outsiders... A lot of minorities coming together for this riot is what that. But if you don't capture that spirit, if you don't capture that diversity, then I think you failed.
Right. Yeah.
And if there is whitewashing, then you definitely failed because it's not about white people. It's about gay people and LGBTQ, everybody in that sexual spectrum people.
Yeah.
Roland Emmerich, he had a quote about it, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the quote is exactly, but I remember him saying. I remember, I read that he said he didn't care that he did this because he wanted to. He created the character of the main white gay guy because he was a white gay guy, because Roland Emmerich is a white gay guy, and he wanted to be able to identify with someone, and so he thought creating this character would help other people identify with it. And you're like, wait, so the thing is,
that's very selfish.
Because you wanted someone to identify with in your own movie, you had to plug yourself into the movie so you could. Does that mean, if I made it a Martin Luther King Jr. movie, I don't know why I keep going back to that.
No, it's good. It's good.
If I made a Martin Luther King Jr. movie, then I should be able to identify. So there should be at least one prominent white character in that because I'm a white street. Because
then I'm going to be able to relate anyway. And I think that's a mistake to think. I read a lot of stories where women are the main character. Because I like women. Women are cool.
Yeah.
But, I don't necessarily write a straight Hispanic character in my stories because I'm like, I can't relate. Because it's not about that. It's about relating to an emotion or a problem.
Yeah.
Because I think if you ever felt frustrated, if you ever felt angry at something, you've never been... Like, Nick, you're white.
I am.
And I'm sure multiple times you've been frustrated by things and felt maybe judged. Based on something that is completely outside your control, whether that be sexuality, ethnicity, whatever, just because you're white doesn't mean you don't experience those feelings.
Right.
So, I mean, both of us could easily relate to people's Stonewall.
Yeah.
Because what they're feeling, we can relate to. Not necessarily, oh, I've never been in a riot, but that's not what you're relating to. You're relating to the emotions of characters, not necessarily the situations.
Exactly.
Well, sometimes situations, but mostly it's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Fran, what do you think?
Oh, no, I was just thinking that I feel like television has gone a lot farther into exploring and allowing transgender characters to be their protagonists or part of their supporting cast. I can think of a number of television shows right now that famously have trans, like Orange is the New Black. There's
That's a big one. That has a lot of minorities, actually.
They talked about Barbara Gordon and The Question.
Yeah.
The Question?
Yes.
Having a relationship with
at
first I was really
actually that really, never mind.
Well, I didn't think Barbara Gordon would have a relationship with her. And so the only reason I was kind of taken aback by that is not because I don't think it's okay that there's a lesbian relationship in Gotham, because whatever, but I didn't feel like Gordon or Barbara,
those characters, that character would have
But, I mean, that's one interpretation. And it doesn't ruin the show for me. Other things ruin the show for me. there was a movie I've seen recently Lincoln is not a good example, because Lincoln was pretty accurate. I'm sure there was inaccuracies, so I don't call me out on that. But,
love that movie.
It was 3 hours long.
Yeah. Lincoln's 3 hours long?
It felt like it.
Oh, man, I didn't even notice it. I love that movie.
No, I really liked it, but it felt like I was reading my history textbook. But I do love... what's his name?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Tommy Lee Jones. Because Tommy Lee Jones is great in that movie.
Well, I meant Daniel Day-Lewis, and
he Tommy Lee Jones. Libby's known. Tommy Lee Jones acts the same in every movie.
He does,
but it doesn't mean he doesn't act well in those That's movies.
I don't know. I think a biopic should, like, to capture the spirit of the
person, or person. Subject.
I don't know if I did one on, like, who would you make a biopic about?
Oh, Franny, let's pitch our Marvel movie.
Oh, yes.
I want to make a movie about, no one steal my movie idea. I want to
We have one. I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, we won't talk about that one. Stay tuned for that one, but I'll talk about this one. It's, I want to make a movie about Kevin Feige. Is that even on there? I don't know. Kevin Feige.
That was Feige.
Feige? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kevin.
Kevin F.
The main guy behind the Marvel movies, yeah. And his struggle to make the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And have, like, all the characters, like, yeah. Like, I would make that movie. But, of course, that movie would be...
Yeah, because...
Well, it would be 12 movies long.
I would make it 2 movies yeah. or 3 movies.
But you gotta give the backstory. In recent news, Kevin Feige split with his... There's a dude that bought the Marvel company, and he's a prick. and he's pretty anal about letting Kevin Feige just kind of... do his creative freedom, and now because Disney owns Marvel and the movie brand, they're allowing Kevin Feige to be his own boss, or no, follow only have to go back to the
he Disney reports president, to directly Disney president. to the execs at Disney. Yeah, this guy, and this guy put his name, but I heard a funny story about him that may or may not be true. Kevin Smith, I think, told it, which is like, this is the kind of guy who said he would go into theater and like get mad that they were charging too little for soda.
Yeah,
like, he's that kind of guy. Yeah. But yeah, that's. It reminds me of this of Saving Mr. Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Franny talk about Saving Mr. Banks because of Tom Hanks as Walt Disney
and Steve Jobs.
It
was a mixture of Steve Jobs and Saving.
And I'm like, I'm totally fine with Tom Hanks being Walt Disney. I'll take that version of him. Is there a badness, like, if you take a character and make him different from what the actual person was? Maybe, but it's like a movie. I mean,
yeah,
it's something that's weird. Who's the person you make a movie about? Historical person or figure? Like, what if I made a movie about? I'm trying to think of someone I really like.
Who's I'm interesting? Trying to think right now.
Well, okay, so I've thought about making a movie that was kind of like an autobiography of my life. It wouldn't be very exciting if it was just exactly like my life, but like, it would be about my high school experience, and it would be a stupid coming of age movie about. 5, sometimes 6 people who are together and all the stupid drama that they feel like they're going through. It would be Nick, the senior class president, and Daniel, the best friend who's an asshole, and Sarah, whose house that we go to all the time, and then all these other characters, like the girl that Nick falls in love with, or, you know, all that kind of, like, drama. And just, like, hyperbolizing it. Because if I got into a car accident, the car accident would be much bigger in the movie. Or if I got into, if I got elected president, class president, it would be a much bigger deal than it actually was. Or if I was in the final show, it was, like, a better show than the show that I was in. Though I liked the show that I was in. So, like, but the spirit of how I felt during those years mm-hmm. is what I would be trying to capture. So,
yeah. These
events felt big to me. When in actuality, that was 2.5 years of my life. I mean, the years that mattered.
Let's say someone made a movie about you, about the same idea. Let's say you're not in charge of it, you just say it, and someone's like, I'm gonna make that a movie. What would make you upset? What choice, what could have.
If they made me an asshole. So, I mean.
What do you do, Nick?
See, just again. So let's say. You're not an asshole in the movie. You're, like, mostly nice. But there's, like, a scene where you yell at someone.
There would be a scene where I yell at someone.
But, like, but you watch and you're like, oh, that was... Too, and you throw a chair.
What would the scene be?
Like, you're gonna say, well, I do throw a chair.
I bring this up because of Recount.
The movie?
Recount the movie. Right. If you don't know Recount the movie, you're trying to...
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm. Watch it. It's great. Kevin Spacey is in it. John Hurt. Tom Baker, not Tom Baker. Tom Wilkinson. Great cast. Awesome cast. Laura Dern. Great cast. Point being, great cast. Large, big cast. Kevin Spacey's the main character in it, kind of. It's about the Florida recount in 2000. Mm-hmm. So that it's about that election and about how Dennis Leary, he's the other guy in it. And his character is the one I'm going to talk about in a bit. So it's about the 2000 election and about how there was a demand for a recount. So you go through all the whole process and it seems fairly accurate, but you can tell like some things are more, you assume some things are more dramatized. And it's a great movie. I love that movie. But there's like a scene where Dennis Leary's character, who's very likable and he's awesome, he gets mad because the Republicans stopped an effort of theirs. Kevin Spacey plays the campaign manager for Al Gore. And Dennis Leary plays another guy who works for Al Gore. And the Republicans stop like an effort they try to make to get the recount done. The Republicans keep trying to stop that recount. It tries to be like pretty fair. But I like how one reviewer said, like, oh, it's an underdog story, so therefore it's a Democrat story. It is, because in a way, you're kind of rooting for Kevin Spacey's character, because he's Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
So, but it does have fair scenes, though. This is great moments. But, like, he throws a chair. Dennis Leary gets so mad, he, like, throws a chair. He's like, goddamn, fuck. And the guy he's playing is a real guy, and that guy's like, oh, I didn't like that scene where he throws a chair. Because I would never do that. I don't like that. However, it was necessary for the moment in that movie. I can understand it. I did not judge that character harshly because he threw a chair. Because I understood why he threw that chair. But he himself did not like that he threw that chair.
Mm-hmm. If someone else made a movie, that's a good example. If someone else made the movie and they had a big scene where I like got into a fight or punched somebody, that's not who I am. And I don't want people... Now, I would accept it if it was like within the movie, if it was a fantasy within the movie. Of me fighting someone.
That's not fair then. Because then they're not saying it really happened. Yeah.
They're saying that I've thought about getting into a fight with people because I think everyone at some point thinks about getting into a fight with someone that they don't like.
Yeah.
So I think I'm too far away from the camera. But before the mic. But so yeah, I'm actually going to write that script too soon.
Oh, your name, your life?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be called, may I suggest the title? In the Nick of Time. Because it's the passage of time. And I don't have to explain it. Just call it that.
The Nick of Time.
That's good.
I don't have any better titles than that.
It's the best title to come up with. Brandon, I got one for you, too.
Oh, my God. What is it? What are your...
Francisco.
Francendence. No, I don't
know. Francendence.
It's just one Franny day.
So you had a bad friend.
The title that I was thinking about is called it's really dramatic and really
what is it?
Yeah, you know, it's called
Taciturn 2.
Yeah. The Kings and Queens of Boulevard Napoleon.
Oh, you told me that title. No, you told me that. It's a very Lords of Dogtown kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's about, because the street that we always hung out on was called Boulevard Napoleon.
Oh.
And we were the only ones who ruled that street.
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't really.
It's a very coming of age.
I'm not sure why. I imagine you and your friend riding tricycles.
And like waving flags in an empty street, and everything looks super sweet and slow.
Lame is style. Anyway, so.
So the conclusion we came to is.
If it captures the spirit of it, it's okay.
Yeah.
If you bastardize it,
it's not okay. I mean, if you punch a woman in your movie.
Because I'm a misogynist. Because
you're a misogynist. Or you say something sexist in the movie, then I would be like, no, Nick is not like that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's for dramatic tension. It's like, well, at that point, you're not even, like, increasing the dramatic tension. You're just, like, besmirching his good name.
Like, no, it's okay. Won't beat us around.
Because, I mean, if you did do something terrible and they put that in a movie, how would you feel about that? I'm not saying you have done it terrible, but let's say, for a second, like, you lied to someone about something and they put that in the movie. Would you be upset?
Wait, if I lied to...
Let's say there's a lie that provokes something. Okay. Like you lied to someone. It's like, oh, yeah, I didn't see that person. But if you did, the honest one, you saw that person, and this happened in real life. And because you lied, this person, something happens. Not necessarily bad, but like some negative consequence comes of that.
Yeah.
Would you be mad if it was accurate and they put that in the movie?
I don't know. I think it really depends on my relationship with the other people who I know in the movie.
Yeah.
So, like... all these people who are my friends and I still have connections with them, if they saw this movie, I'd want them to be depicted honestly honestly, from Nick's perspective. Which could be anything.
Which, the thing I think of is, like, which I always think about if they make a movie about me, someone has to play the villain. Not necessarily, but Hollywood would pick a villain. Mm-hmm. So someone in my life is going to be the villain. They're going to be make them much more of an asshole than they actually are.
It's me.
You're the Anakin Skywalker, and I'm Obi-Wan, is what the movie's going to be.
Well, and, like...
You turned her against me.
I don't want to, like, go too deep into this, but, like, if... Because the big crux of it would be about the girl. But I don't want the girl to seem like a bitch. Or I don't want her to seem like a girl who does stupid girl things the way male society has painted them, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Because I don't think that would be an accurate depiction of who she is, and I don't want her to think that my only idea of who she is...
This one set thing.
This one set thing, because I don't think that. And, so, it would have to be very carefully written.
Yeah.
Which is why... I don't know if I should actually do it or not, but...
Maybe you should lay out the outline and then get someone else to write it.
Yeah. I don't know. So, let's go into Cookie Smackdown. Cookie Smackdown. Today's cookie is the famous Amos bite-sized chocolate chip cookie. Because we forgot to go buy Oreos.
Yep. Franny, do you want to go over the rules of the Cookie Smackdown?
What are the rules of the Cookie Smackdown?
You don't talk about Cookie Smackdown.
So the whole podcast is rendered.
We have three different topics, and two of our three amazing hosts will argue a topic pro or against. They get 5 minutes. I'm gonna do the 6 minutes because that seems fair.
Six minutes is good.
Yeah, and I will decide. Or anyone will decide who is not playing, who wins. And they will get one of these magnificent cookies. Oh!
So, what? I don't know what order should we go
in. First topic. This first SmackDown. Franny versus Jose, coming from Francisco. Wait.
Francisco,
but not, is Franny. He weighs approximately 500 pounds.
He weighs 10 pounds.
Dressed up like James Bond. What is your... This debate is, would you date an alien? Franny, what is your stance?
I'm voting for.
Franny would date an alien, which means Jose...
I am...
Coming from Mexico. A small little town... In Mexico.
So yes, you should date aliens.
My argument is that if you don't date aliens, don't make me.
So I am arguing against dating an alien. And
Jose would not date himself.
I'm not an alien.
That's what you think.
I'm legal.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop.
So,
I need a timer.
I got your timer. So, Franny, you're arguing for... Pro alien sex.
Time to date the human specimen.
Why does it sound like a robot?
Time to.
Oh, date. You're doing the Conan. The Conan alien.
He looks ready to be mated.
Oh my
beep
god.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Insert.
You should experience the temperature.
All right. Meant to be experienced. Who's first?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Freddy, you can go first. Right. Or do you want some time?
Let me get some time.
Okay.
I feel like I might have a little time.
Give some time to think about it?
Yeah.
I'll go first.
Okay.
To give Franny some time.
All right.
Thank you.
Is everyone ready? Are you ready? Hold on to your butts. And go.
Okay. No. Because it's an alien. It's from a whole different other world. First of all, we don't even know if their reproductive organs match up to our reproductive organs, so there's no. You won't be getting to like anywhere near first base. I know, and dating,
okay.
But dating leads eventually to what? To the deed.
Don't you sound like a dad?
To the deed.
To the deed. To the down and dirty. The hanky panky. Right. That's eventually where it leads to. Plus, they're from a completely different culture. Not even like a different. Earth culture, like a different, completely alien culture. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't date outside your race or anything, because at least we're from the same planet, so we have distinct emotions and cultural experiences. But aliens, we don't even know what their alien experience is. We don't even know what kind of movies they've seen, music they listen to, what kind of households they're brought up in. They're just completely different, or even if they have households. Plus, there has to be a level of attraction for you to date someone. And aliens, you don't even know what they look like. We like to think they look like humanoid, but that's not even true. They could look like slugs. They could literally just look like slugs. Because they're from a whole different environment. They might not even speak the same language. So how can you determine similar interests? It's not like, oh, I like to go to the beach. And they could say, like, well, I like to, like, shoot lasers in some gazorpazorp. And you're like, what's a gazorpazorp? Because you don't know.
Alien race.
For how do you not know what a gazorpazorp is?
Like, there's, it's just too vastly different of a species. It's like trying to date a cat. It won't work.
All right, rebuttal.
Okay, that was a nice...
Also, nice, alien no, STDs. No, alien no, STDs. No, you're done. You don't know what diseases you're, they have. You are alien done. STDs. You're the done. Argument is not over. Go ahead, Freddy.
First of all, like Nick was trying to correct you, dating does not necessarily have to lead to sex. It does not have to. There, you can just enjoy someone's company. You understand enjoying someone's company, right? Yes. And it's also... the way you brought it up, it's like, oh, they don't have any interests. Our interests aren't the same. You're making it seem like we're forcing someone to date an alien. No. Dating implies that this person has the choice to date this alien.
Okay.
They have fallen in love with some sort of personality that this alien...
And eventually make out with.
If they want to. And I'm sorry, but love is dangerous. And love requires... Oh my God, you son of a bitch!
I think
it should be a song. Yeah. Like a
love is dangerous. And how are you supposed to tell some young kid they can't date whoever they want to? I want to live in a nation where we are allowed to date whoever we want. And yes, I'm taking you there.
That was good. I'll give you that. That was good. Yeah.
Let's say we get to a place where we have communication with an alien planet, and we transfer goods, and they visit us, we visit them, and a nice little alien girl falls in love with this nice little alien, Brandon, nice little human boy.
You'll have us believe that the aliens you're going to be dating look like green space babes.
We don't.
They won't look like green space babes.
No.
They might look like amoeba.
Last time I checked, you fall in love with personality. Yes, physical attraction. And we talked about this. That
recently,
if there have been cases where if you're not solely attracted to somebody, you spend enough time with them, there is a place where you could fall in love and even get to a place where you enjoy the physical attraction.
Franny, I can spend a lot of time. I spend a lot of time on laptops. Doesn't mean I'm going to be attracted to a laptop. Or even more specifically, if I can spend a lot of time with a horse.
A laptop is not a living thing.
True, okay. I can spend a lot of time with horses. Doesn't mean I'm going to fall in love with a horse. It's a different species.
I'm not telling you to fall in love with a horse. I'm saying if someone does fall, chooses to fall in love with an alien, they should be allowed to date them.
Jose, you get a minute to rebuttal, and then you get 1 minute.
I know you're saying like the choice thing, but the thing is, you probably should not happen because you wouldn't do it. It's not that it shouldn't happen, but you wouldn't do that. Franny, you would not date an alien. You, if given the choice between Taylor Swift and alien Taylor Swift, who looks like has 7 heads, possibly has alien STDs, possibly cannot breathe the same oxygen, and probably has a different genetic structure than you, and has different, like, made up of different elemental materials, you would go for Taylor Swift. Because Taylor Swift has million-dollar legs, and that's what you like, and she has a sweet human personality, and that's what you like, and those are the things you're attracted to.
Human personality. ooh, using these type of words. Ooh,
you made me sound like I'm a racist.
You want to fight back?
Yes. Ooh, human personality.
Fred, just tell me, would you date Taylor Swift or would you date alien Taylor Swift?
I think I would date whoever I fall in love with.
Which is Taylor Swift, because you've already...
I haven't met alien Taylor Swift yet. I might fall in love with this alien Taylor Swift. Might be on a tree on Earth, or we might be on a rock on an alien planet or whatever. We're holding hands. We're talking about our interests.
You don't even know if she has hands.
Whatever. Tentacles. I don't care. Because love is blind.
30 seconds.
Love is blind.
And I think, I agree that I allow me, as I'm allowing anyone else to have the choice to date whoever they want out of their race, out of...
Granted, they should have the choice, but they won't make that choice.
Even a difference in age or even a difference in species. You allow, if they have, if I'm not going to fall in love with a dog because I cannot have
Why wouldn't you fall in love with a dog?
Because of the intelligence or anything. But if I fall in love with an alien who does have the intelligence that I can act, that I get to a place where I can actually fall in love with this alien, this you person.
You're genetically disposed to not fall in love with an alien.
No words.
Ooh.
Oh, genetically. Man. Granny, damn. Damn, girl.
Ooh, I did not think you were going to have the boxing gloves for that one. But you came at me swinging, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to come with your urge, you
guy. Basically, it's alien as these for love. That's what you said.
All right, recap.
So, Nick, what are your thoughts?
Jose said, it's another world. We don't know if they can reproduce. But Franny responded with, you don't have to do the D.
But that's what it eventually goes to.
But it doesn't have to. And some people are really okay with not doing it.
I should have brought up alien religion. Because we don't even know if alien religion... Never mind, that's not what I'm
going to tell yourself in a hole.
You started really practical with, like, you know, you don't know if they can do it or if they'd even want to do it or what problems we have. But then you started getting speculative. Whereas...
This whole thing is speculative, first of all.
No, listen to me.
Love is not.
We need a gavel.
But you bring up some really good, like, you don't have to have sex. You're also speculative in the way that...
Franny thinks he's getting a blue Taylor Swift. That's what he thinks he's getting. With one antenna, that's totally, like, that's what Franny wants. When he says fall in love, that's what he means.
And you brought up a really strong argument about it's not a forced choice. And so it's would you, and no one has to date an alien. And the alien may not have arms, but they might. You don't know. And that's a speculative section.
But you don't know. But I'm listing the cons as to why probably it would not happen. Why probably the decision is better to not date them.
The question is, though, would you date an alien? And would you date an alien?
Oh, we never answered, would we personally date an alien?
I know, but we gave the pros and cons to why someone would or would not.
Yeah, I forgot the question.
But I think...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
The cookie goes to...
I don't know.
Franny.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
He brought up really good...
Oh, I was gonna win!
He's got a suit on. He looks like a politician. He's arguing for interspecies... Well, intergalactic species.
Fuck you, man. I was for sure I had won.
You brought up some good points, but you know, if someone knows the consequences and they want to get into it, then they know what they're
doing. So France should be allowed to, like, have sex with horses. Franny's right. Franny, you brought up the consent thing.
You bring up the same thing that people who fight against gay.
That's not true.
We should have sex with the pedophiles should be okay.
Because it's no, but mine holds up because it's different species.
Oh yeah, no one was usually.
I'm just saying, back in the day, they would just the same thing about blacks.
blacks weren't even it's human.
So bad.
Yeah.
Aliens are literally not human.
I could have totally brought that up.
No, aliens are literally not human, though. You guys are assholes. You make me sound like I'm a racist.
That's how I tackled it.
You're trying to make me sound like a racist.
I tackled it that way.
Fuck you. You bleeding liberals.
I'm offended by that.
Yeah.
All right, next topic.
Who's hosting this? We don't have to go in that order.
I got.
Can we do yours then, real quick? Okay, so Nick versus Franny. Should kids believe in Santa Claus?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Or should we let our kids believe? Would you let your kids believe in Santa Claus? Yeah, both for 6 minutes. Does anyone want to start?
I'll start.
Okay. All right, go.
Okay. Should kids... The question is, should kids...
Oh, first say what your stance is.
Okay, I'm against...
I'm pro.
Kids should not believe in Santa Claus. Okay. Kids should not believe in Santa Claus because, well, it's a lie. Why would you want to stop the innocence of a child by telling him a bold-faced lie? Yet, like, why, just be honest. Yes, my parents give me the presents, and yes, because they are good people. Why take away the hard work that parents go through to take care of their children, make their kids happy by creating this image of some guy in a suit, in a red suit that just has elves and all this monarchy, you know? You're ruining the kid's mind. And yes, imagination is important, But there's plenty of other imagination other places. You might, and we have plenty of other things that children can look up to. There's religion. So why do it for this fake construct to represent something that parents work so hard to give to their children?
Brandon, you get 2 points for using the word malarkey in your argument. Nick, you have 2 points or something.
So you know what I think is malarkey? I should get 2 points because I used that word. No, Santa is not a lie. The spirit of Santa Claus.
Oh, don't give me that.
Exists in every human being who Talk believes to Tim in hope. Allen. Santa was. There's a story. Saint Nicholas was a human, and he did things that we look at Santa Claus. Santa Claus, a big jolly man who lives in North Pole, does not exist. But the idea of him exists, and so for a small time of child's life, they should be able to believe in the fact that there is someone, just, you know, someone that they can never see and someone that they can never hear, to inspire them and give them a little hope, because if anything happens, they know that Santa Claus is going to be around the corner to give them something, and that little bit of hope is almost enough to last you a year, because I still get excited, and I'm 20 years old. I still get excited when Santa Claus comes to town, even though I know that it's my mom.
Nick, do you believe in Santa?
I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry to wonder.
Nick, do you believe in Santa?
Santa is real, okay? And her name is Tracy, and children who don't have good parents like I do, they don't get to believe in Santa Claus.
You mean? Kids who have good parents, who don't have good parents, unlike you. It's not like kids who have bad parents. Yeah. Like so your parents are good.
Yes, my parents are good. Not that you're a bad parent if you don't let your child believe in Santa Claus, but parents who aren't good parents, their kids don't have. If he just said, "Oh no, it's your parents," then crap. Like if my mom's wrong, then I gotta look forward to my mom never giving me presents. Hold on. This is not
good. I don't think...
Okay. Freddie, what do you got?
I'm a little confused what you were saying.
Okay.
But I'm going to
I thought it was strong, but...
Okay,
what I got from you was inspiration, hope. Kids have enough hope to get them through the entire year. Good parents inspire goodness. Yeah. But
my
kinda, Santa's this mythical figure for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead. My counter-argument is that... And you were trying to say it, that bad parents... Because they're bad parents, they won't instill the inspiration of Santa Claus into it. But if parents are good, then they will. But my argument would be that they're bad parents. Like you said, they're bad parents. They're not going to work hard to try to create this mythos of Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. But they're good parents, then they will try to instill that mythos of Santa Claus. But if they're good parents anyway, why can't we instill there's no mythos. The good quality, hardworkingness of a parent trying to provide for their child.
Oh man!
You should also believe, like your kids believe in Santa Claus, because they should believe in the goodness of humankind,
but,
and not be expectant of your parents. Because if I knew that my mom was Santa Claus, I would take way more advantage of the fact that she brought me stuff instead of just writing a list and hoping.
But isn't that a problem with you then?
Oh! Damn!
But
you guys got a minute on the clock, so KO.
Well, no.
Get up on the ropes. You got a minute.
Also, let your kids believe in Santa Claus, because
I think we're done. No. I think you got an argument because I came to a decision. You got 50 seconds.
Hold on.
Oh my god.
I had a good one. Santa Claus brings people together. He's hope. He's love. He's jolly. And who doesn't like a giant fat man who brings you presents?
Already got us some hope. It's called Superman.
30 more seconds if you want anything else, or should we just wrap it up?
No, hold on.
Close your marks.
20
seconds.
So you don't have to spend as much money. Don't you have to spend so much money? It saves you money.
I'm gonna stop this right now.
All right. Okay.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Okay, I'm gonna. All right, so I believe in you. I think Franny's right. I think he said. I think he knocked you out with the. Why do we need a mythical figure to inspire hope and inspiration, if I'm right? Parents can provide that hope and inspiration. Yeah. Our parents are our role models, anyway. Franny, I gave you the cookie.
I didn't.
Nick.
I'm gonna. I did not
go. I thought you were gonna lose.
I did not go into thinking I was gonna win. That opening statement was just like, what the hell am I gonna say?
Franny, thanks. You won your cookie.
Thank you, God.
You started strong.
And then I didn't.
And then you lost.
I'm so sorry.
I did not think that was going to be the case.
Shut up. Yeah, I thought I had a better argument. Year, too. No. Oh, I dropped my first F.
Oh.
For
four episodes. Yeah, four.
Yeah.
It took a while. It's okay.
It took four episodes.
I think I swore on the first one.
It just took you to lose.
Yeah, whatever.
You're right to Santa. All
right, what's the next topic?
The next topic is, what is the best food for a date?
All right.
Okay.
Well, because I've been on many dates, and Jose has not.
I've only been on one my whole life.
Actually, I've not. Usually, I get coffee on dates, but that's not the food I'm going to pitch.
Oh, you're usually going. I usually.
The best food is coffee.
The best food is coffee. No. Coffee cake. All right, guys. So, who wants to go first, and what food do you want to choose?
Well, did you go first for Franny's?
I went first for us.
Okay.
Cause did you go first for us, then?
No, because you went first. Because I need some time to think. And then I went first because...
Okay, so you have to go first. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, Freddy, the timer. All
right, 6 minutes.
All right, so wait, first we have to say what we're arguing. Oh, no. Okay, right. Go, Nick.
Well...
All right, well, okay, and go.
So, when you're planning your first... it's not first date.
It's just date.
Just a date. You want to think about what's going to be happening at this date. What do you want to accomplish?
I know what you want to accomplish, Nick.
Like, not necessarily what the end goal is. I'm not saying, oh, tonight you're going to go... home with her or anything. You want to have a good time, which means you don't want to eat anything that's going to bog you down. It's going to make you feel full or gassy, because that you don't want that shit. You don't want to feel gassy on a date, because then you're like, if you're at a movie and then you're like, oh crap, I really gotta, but you're not going to.
Your Honor, he's Stalin.
So
he's Joseph Stalin.
Well, that's Hitler. I was doing a Hitler thing.
You're doing Hitler. Okay.
Anyway, so you gotta plan those things out. So I think. For a nice dinner, you should have. You should start with a light salad if you like salad.
Oh my God!
But you don't have to have salad, but just something light to go with, and then you have a light meal. So my food of choice is a lemon pepper chicken because I know how to cook lemon pepper chicken really well.
That's brownie points right there.
And I would be cooking the meal too, so it would be lemon pepper chicken, and I don't know. I like potatoes and I like broccoli. But the vegetables can be interchangeable. You can do whatever you want. I will make it up to the lady. She can decide. But then, and then for dessert, either we do some ice cream, or if we're lactose intolerant, you go get, I don't know, Froyo wouldn't really help that. But Froyo is always nice and fluffy. Or
he's
pie.
So, he's so thoughtful.
Okay.
We can get pie.
He's so thoughtful that he's inconsiderate because... Your whole
I'm
thing,
thoughtful, yeah,
you deconstructed your whole argument right there, because you're like, oh, I don't want to make too full. You want a meal that makes her too full. You gave her like a 3-course meal.
But if a light salad and a light
now,
chicken
look,
meal
you
and
you can get chicken, yogurt. You can get chicken, or you can get the greatest food that's ever existed on the face of the earth.
Which is?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Pizza is the perfect date food. I'll tell you why. Why? Chicken neglects a certain portion of girls that do not eat chicken. Vegetarians. My food source is open to all peoples and cultures, except those who are lactose intolerant. But if she's vegetarian, she can get cheese pizza. If she tells you something about her, depending on what slice of pizza you get, so you get that. So you get a sense of her personality. And hence, if you're going to go on a date, you want to have fun, you want to make it light and easy, you get pizza. Because pizza is the universal symbol for just getting along. Well, it's simple, it's easy, you get a slice, she gets a slice, you talk, and it's good, and you're just happy with yourselves. And it's just beautiful moment with pizza.
But pizza is can, well, I'll say.
And also,
where are you gonna go get this pizza? Are you gonna like get frozen pizza? Or are you gonna go to a buy the slice pizza? Or are you gonna
we
go
can
to
go
Luminati's?
if we have to be specific, we'll get a slice. We'll go to the little shop. We'll get a slice. We'll go around. We're going around the neighborhood. We're going for a nice walk. And pizza is such a laid back food. I don't want to have an uptight dinner. Where the girl has to ask, oh, I'd like a light salad, and then I would like a light meal with chicken. No, you want a girl you could just sit
and like talk about like dumb stuff with.
You can talk about dumb stuff with this
over
this
chicken.
This like
that. It's a date. Yeah, so I'm saying
is
like
a casual event pizza.
The only difference,
it's like, hey, let's go grab a bite.
That's what I want. Don't you want a casual, easy relationship with someone who's easygoing, no drama, no pretense? Doesn't matter. It's a date, and so that's the date I want
to
go on.
It's your first year anniversary, and you're gonna go. Oh, let's go.
I will take her to the finest pizzeria in Chicago.
What is that?
I don't know, but we'll find it, and it'll be beautiful. Pizza works in a casual setting and a more formal setting, because you can go to places like Giordano's and everything, and it'll be beautiful.
Sure.
And you want a girl who wants pizza in her life. You can get a light
salad at Giordano's.
That's not the point. You're going to argue for salad because you'll lose, okay? Well, so you want a girl. Here's the thing.
Just being loud. And my turn, asshole.
Here's the thing.
Pizza is acidic. Pizza burns sometimes.
I'm sorry. Does anyone actually believe anything Nick's saying right now? Pizza can make anybody happy.
Pizza does make people happy. But if you want to actually put effort into what you're eating, cooking a nice meal. And, okay, so I forgot about vegetarians. I'm sorry.
I know. See? Girls who are vegetarians, come date me. Because Nick will be neglectful and just feed you chicken for no reason.
But I would take into consideration what they want.
We can get lactose intolerant pizza.
But who wants lactose intolerant pizza? You always want cheese on your pizza. So you're degrading your own argument by saying
doesn't matter because pizza's right the pizza. Argument because you want a girl who is soft.
Hey guys.
Yeah, keep it down.
Yeah, we're recording.
Sorry. You're right next door, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're sorry.
That's a fine.
We just got very passionate about first dates. What would you like?
But you're being so.
Okay. So,
keep going.
You want a girl who's laid back and easy, and the best way to do that is to see if she'll have a slice of pizza with you. Because if she can enjoy a simple piece of food with you and not care about anything else, that means she enjoys your company at the most minimal level.
Okay.
Right? At the most minimal level. Because it doesn't matter what you're eating. It matters who you're with and what you're doing.
Pizza is greasy. It's definitely, give you flatulence.
I'll only hear you pros.
And
if a girl farts in front of you, that means she's comfortable enough to be around
but
you. And
she shouldn't have to be in that position. Just have the light.
I'm not saying we make her fart. What I'm saying is pizza is comfortable, and if she's comfortable enough to just have a slice of pizza with you without any pretense, without any of the bells and whistles, that means she's someone you should hang around with more.
Yeah, the only difference between hang out, but not for a date.
The only difference between a date and a friend hangout is you get to make out at the end. Your wife will be your best friend.
So you're going to just... So that proves my point. You want to make out... You want to make out with pizza breath and all this stuff?
Okay, you're going to be making out with...
Salad
okay,
and chicken. And
I'm going to... Okay.
No, it's okay. I don't know if either of us have anything more of substance to say.
Do you?
So.
I'll give you guys a little bit of rebuttal. Anything. Nick, you particularly, because Jose took up a lot of your time. Do you have anything?
With the greatest food that's ever been on the planet.
Okay, I'll take a couple seconds.
Sure, go
so,
for it.
So, pizza is a good food. I love pizza. I like going to get pizza.
Case in point. Case closed.
But I want to have a good time with my...
You can have a good time with pizza.
You can have a good time with pizza, but you can have a better time feeling nice and having like a nice dinner. We're not getting sloppy like with...
How do you
like,
eat pizza?
With like tomato on your face and like greasy, and you gotta wipe your hands the entire time and use your hands. You get to use fork and knife, and while it
you
might be
eat
a little
pizza fork and knife,
but who wants to eat pizza with a fork and knife? You're not eating pizza correctly, sir.
Fred, have you heard enough?
Do you have anything you want to say?
Look,
I don't know. Do
look, this is just a matter of the person. You go on a date, you want to have a nice time, nothing else matters. Because if she loves you and she cares about you, she hangs out with you, then she'll eat no matter what. She'll eat whatever you want to eat, and she'll eat whatever she wants to eat.
So a vegetarian will eat my chicken, then, because she'll eat whatever I want to eat if she loves me enough. Right? That's what you just said.
Nick wants you to change your beliefs. I am not for that.
I don't want you to change anything. I know how to cook for vegetarians. So if
that was not, you said you'd give her chicken. That's what you decided. You said it on something chicken with some pretentious sauce or something. I don't know.
Pretentious sauce?
Some pretentious sauce?
Look.
I give you some pretentious sauce.
You don't want a high maintenance date. You want a on a date where you can just be you yourself. You said
this has to be high maintenance. I just like cooking. You don't have to dress up nicely for this. You
can
just
it sounds like I would have to.
But putting that effort in of making your own food for the girl that you like
is impressive. But you didn't say you would make it. You said
I said it a couple times I would make it.
I know, but my point is that you would take, like, the food that you would pick would be chicken, no matter where it's from.
This is true.
Okay.
You just chose to cook it, which is way romantic, but that should be outside the argument because the food, not what you're doing.
This is fair.
All right.
Though I agree, cooking for girls is way more romantic than just buying something from a store.
All right. This was very interesting to listen to.
Franny, give me the cookie.
You guys both gave Gary good points. Again, Jose was right. The question was, what type of food would you choose for a date? Though I think you made great points saying you would cook it. I think it's very romantic. It is. We did just refer to just the food. And yes, there are restrictions to that, to non-meat eaters. I say you gave a good point about pizza, and you did clarify that it would be by the slice. And
who wants just a slice of pizza?
I'm just saying, if I had to be bound by one specifically, we'd get two slices.
What really helped your argument was you mentioned that a slice of pizza is very casual, and that helped. And I feel it was a good counter-argument to Nick's cooking, but again, it has to be taken out of context because it is just the food. Jose, you get the cooking.
Give me that.
Sorry.
This is BS.
If the cooking thing was in there, you would have won.
We both know that if I asked a girl have chick if I could cook her food, she'd be like, yes, I'll take your cooked
food.
Let's
test that. Let's go ask a girl. I'll be like, come eat pizza with me, or go get
there are a couple girls food. Right over there if you guys want to do that.
They just told us to be to
I'm
shut
just more
up.
Romantic than you, Jose. Shut up. But guess what? There's one more cookie, so I'm gonna eat it.
You can eat it. There is another cookie. You need it.
It just doesn't count for your point.
So alright, so the scoreboard, if anyone's wondering if we're keeping track of these scores, and we are, or at least I am. The scores are as follows. Nick is in last place, which surprised me. I thought you were way ahead of me. I'm in second place, which really surprised me, because I should not be in anything. Nick is in last place with 2 points. I have 3.5 points. Franny has 6.5 points. Woo! Because he's a cock goblin.
I'm eating chicken.
He's a terrible person. So Franny, yeah, you're the champ so far.
I see.
How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good. I think.
Is it? Yeah. Or is it because you're eating chicken in the podcast?
I am eating chicken, but I feel good because I'm winning.
So, Nick, wrap us up.
All right. Thank you all very much for listening to us fight over stupid shit, as we do every week. If you want more of us, you can follow us on Facebook at Media Monster Podcast. You can email us at MediaMonsterPodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Media Monster PC, and you can follow me individually at Nick Ware. You can follow
where was that?
At Nick Ware.
Where? No, that's what I'm asking.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
What's the hashtag?
At Nick Ware.
No, that's what I'm where.
and you spell it where. Like, where are you? You can follow Franny at Frannysaurus. You can follow Jose at Sapphire Tongued because he is a hippie.
Ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Do you have a sapphire tongue?
Yes.
Hey,
ladies. I should say ladies, find out. Come visit me for pizza.
Am I really a dinosaur? Ladies, find out.
And with that, you guys have a great week.
And if you disagree, that's...
if you disagree, don't have a good week, okay?
And if you want to go out on dates, talk to these guys.
Yeah. I'll cook you chicken.
Oh, Nick.
And Jose will take you out by the slice.